Bill Buckley here, and even better news, Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective, is here as well. Afternoon, Fevzi.
Afternoon, Bill. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you too, sir. There, I've managed to say it. Even though I'm a Grinch, I'm very proud of myself there.
I won't get another chance before Christmas, so I thought I'd say it now.
Well, you're a very nice man, but we knew that already. And you know a lot about techie things, including some gadget gift ideas for Christmas, of course, today.
Yeah, I've got six of them.
Yes,
today,
I noticed
so
that.
I'm going to rattle through them a bit quick.
I'll stop doing this sort of nice preamble and let you get straight down to Soundcore Motion plus Bluetooth speaker then.
Okay, so this is a Bluetooth speaker. That means you can connect to it wirelessly as well as with wires if you want to, from a phone or a tablet or any other Bluetooth-equipped device. It is, in short, the best Bluetooth speaker under £100, in my opinion. Mm. And I raise it today, one, because I've noticed it's in stock and available for next day delivery, and two, because I noticed a 25% off voucher on it, which doesn't happen that often. So let me explain. It gives about 30 watts of output. It weighs about a kilo. It's sort of, you know, mm-hmm. wound wide, as it were. What else can I tell you? There's 12-hour battery life. If you drop it in the water, it will survive. So your poolside parties, which, you know, if one's given to have, it will survive that. I dropped one of these in the bath, actually.
That sounds more like my kind of life, yes, and the poolside party.
Well, did I tell you the story with the spider? Maybe I'll tell you that another day. But the spider freaked me out in an effort to get out of the bath quickly.
That's how you dropped it in, is it? Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and then it was in there, and the spider wasn't. The spider had bounced out of the water with me. it's a good job I'm trying to get through these quickly. I'll share that fully with you another time. It is completely waterproof. I mean, if it goes in the water, it will survive. 12 hours playtime on a single charge. It will fill a room. Its size sort of belies its capabilities. It will fill a room with sound, and it's got four speakers and a passive bass radiator, which means it gives really good bass frequencies as well. And it's got an app that goes with it, so it's not just bass and treble. You've actually got an equalizer where you can, you know, boost and cut different frequencies on it to your own taste and your own hearing as well.
Very good.
Most importantly. Yeah. So normally £99.99, 25% off voucher at a well-known retailer named after a South American river. Okay, number mm-hmm. two.
Hang on, you haven't said your star rating. You're going to do those all at the end?
All of these, thank you so much. All of the things I've chosen are a minimum of 4 out of 5. And in fact, this one I've given 4.5 stars out of 5 on the basis that I think it's the best for under £100. And at £75, it's a bargain.
Very good.
Oh, one more thing.
Yes.
I'm not encouraging people to spend money they haven't got. These things do a clever trick. They are stereo, but bear in mind the stereo speakers are quite close together because they're in a single unit. If you buy two of them, they become left and right channels of their own in a single stereo field.
Oh, how clever. They just know to do that, do they? Gosh.
Yeah, you do it. Yeah, it's really clever. And then you've got 60 watt output. But so at £75 each, you know, it's not cheap, but it is, you know.
Four and a half stars. It does beg the question, what's a gadget got to do to get 5 stars from our Fevzi, even at Christmas? But anyway.
You thought you were the Grinch, right?
You're just as bad.
Nothing gets 5.
Number two.
Right. It's a piece of software called Snagit 2020 by a company called TechSmith. It's the latest version of their screen capture recording and image editing software. So the idea is that we all send a lot of written communication, emails and Word documents and other things. And sometimes they're a bit dry and sometimes it's hard to explain a process that you're trying to, you know, get across, or maybe you've had an error message and you want to show it to someone. This enables you to grab whatever is on the screen. It's far more sophisticated than the built-in function that would work in Windows or Mac, and by the way, this software works for both. You can capture video with it. You can capture any part of the screen as well. In, you know, like, let's say you've got a web page and you want to have it, you know, let's say you bought something and you want to make a copy of the page with, you know, the price that you bought it and the description and everything. But often the web page, it scrolls along. This can capture the whole thing. It will auto-scroll it from top to the bottom and capture it for you. It integrates with Word and PowerPoint and Excel and all those things. It is £45.71. I assume that they're converting that from dollars. 4 stars out of 5 from TechSmith. You can check it out on techsmith.com. But again, it's another gift that will arrive in time for Christmas. And it's not, when you look at it, it doesn't look glamorous, but it's probably one of the few pieces of software that I actually use every single day, including when I send you an email and I send you pictures. You know, I grab those pictures off websites, and often those websites now don't like you grabbing their pictures. You know, they often don't let you do a copy and paste, but with this, they can't stop you. Just draw a little box around it and grab what you want.
Well, so, it's very, very often the less glamorous Christmas presents are the ones that people really want or need and are grateful for. So that's all right.
Yes, yeah. and it's more glamorous than socks.
Probably it depends on the socks, but probably so. 4 out of 5 stars then for that.
Yep.
And one more before Christmas. By the way, we've got a really short Christmas song coming up, so we've got a little bit more time than you might think just to tell you about that. Fevsy, isn't that good news? So
fantastic.
Number 3.
Right, next are if you need a new computer and you don't want to spend an absolute fortune, there's a company that I've been quite impressed with this year called Minis Forum. Minis as in cars, and forum, but it's all one word. So they're minisforum.com. They do a range of these mini PCs. So if you're familiar with something like a Mac Mini, you know, the very small machine, maybe 6 or 7 inches square and about an inch or two high, but fully fledged machine. This, to give you an example, there's one on their website at the moment for just under £300 delivered. It's got a 10th generation processor in it. It's got 16 gigabytes of RAM, which is plenty. Comes with Windows Pro, Windows 10 Pro, and Thunderbolt 3 ports, the latest versions of Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. And really nice, actually. Looks a lot like an Apple Mac Mini. I think they've sort of derived it from there. So I've given them 4 stars out of 5. Check it out. It's not cheap. It probably won't arrive this side of Christmas. It's the only one that won't. But I wanted to include them because I was particularly impressed. Minisforum.com, 4 stars out of 5. Various ones. Some of them are great for gaming. You can actually do gaming on some of these machines. Some of them are just really sleek-looking machines that would go well under a large-screen TV as your sort of hub that will project anything onto the TV screen. So
and all for a mere £295, which I'm not sure if you mentioned.
It's not £295. It's not nothing, but that's, you know, to though. Give you an to give an example, the cheapest Mac Mini is currently £700. You know,
and he still only gives it 4 stars. He really is a Grinch, isn't he? Bill Buckley here, and it's Fevsy Turkalp, the gadget detective, our regular guest at this time each week. This week with half a dozen techie Christmas presents, and we're on to number 4 now. What is that, Fevsy?
Okay, so we just spoke about buying a new computer, but not everyone wants to do that or needs to do that or can afford to do that. So the other way of going at it for Christmas is give your existing computer some love and a midlife boost. There are things that you can do to computers that are even, you know, 4 years old or so that will give them another 2-3 years of good use. And that would involve either upgrading the RAM memory, which is like where the programs run, or the storage memory. Now, one of the problems that people have in doing that is they often don't know what to buy. You know, one RAM chip looks like another but could be completely incompatible. There are lots of places, good places, where you can buy RAM, memory, and fast storage as well. But the one that I've chosen to highlight today is for two reasons. It's a brand called Crucial. It's an affordable brand, but it's actually made by one of the biggest manufacturers in the world called Micron. So it's their retail brand. But what it means is that you get this very good quality stuff for cheap prices. So, and the other, the most important thing is if you go to their website, which is uk.crucial.com, they've got a compatibility tool. So it can either scan your computer, if you're on the actual computer that you want to upgrade, and tell you which RAM chips and which SSD fast drives you could buy, or you can put in the make and model if you don't want it to scan your machine, and it will tell you. And it comes with a guarantee. So once you've used that tool, if for any reason it didn't work, they'll take it back.
Very good.
I think that's a blessing for that reason. So the RAM will mean that the machine will run faster. So an older machine may have 2 or 4 gigabytes, but the machine may be able to take 8 or 16, and it's relatively cheap now. So for, you know, sometimes for as little as sort of £25-30, you can give your computer a boost. The other thing is older computers tend to use mechanical hard drives, which spin and were great in their day, but they're slow and prone to failure. And in laptops, they draw more power. The fans work more often, so it becomes noisier and the battery life becomes shorter. If you replace the hard disk with an SSD from these or another retailer, then you get win-win-win. Much faster, more capacity, less power draw, which means less heat, which means no fans firing up or fewer fans, and longer battery life if it's a laptop. So it's a great thing to do. And also they sell external ones where you can plug in. So if you're not confident to open a machine and, you know, replace the drive, you can at least add some storage and back up that machine before everything on it disappears.
They would appear to have thought of everything, so no wonder you're giving it a 4.5 out of 5. And this really is the ultimate unglamorous. This really is the socks of the tech world. But you know, we all need socks, and we all need a computer that works properly. So
And a lot of us are working from home these days as well, and our computers maybe were all right for the odd bit, that we used to do, but maybe now we just need to just upgrade them a bit. And if you're an employee, maybe you can stick it to your employer for the bill. Who knows?
One way of putting it. Beautifully phrased.
Thank you so much. Right, last two are musical.
Yes.
This one we've done before, but I mention it again because I think it's a perfect gift. It's a digital synthesizer, which is about, you know, fits in the palm of your hand. It comes in kit form, which I love. It's from Korg that makes professional music synthesizers, and it's called the Korg NTS-1. And inside this little device, so first of all, kit form, but it comes with a small screwdriver, and that's all you need. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't know what you're doing and take it slow, it will take you less than an hour to construct this thing. You're not doing any soldering or anything like that. It's just a bit of fun that you put together the pieces yourself, right, and it keeps the cost down. So list price is 100. Typically, you can find it for 85. The sound engine inside, the gubbins inside that makes the sounds, are professional circuits that they've taken out of Korg's much more expensive synthesizers and put in this little box. It's got a mini little keyboard on it, or you can plug a bigger one into it if you want to, you know, play it well. And it works as a professional effects engine, so professional reverb, professional echo, all of those sorts of effects. So even if you start with this as your synth and then graduate to something bigger in time, you don't throw this away. This becomes your effects unit or a second synthesizer. I've given it 4.5 stars out of 5. I just think it's a great present. And the thing that you can put it together, I think it may sound daunting. Honestly, it's not, but it makes it a great present for people that are a bit sort of inclined to, you know, instead of doing a piece of IKEA, this is easier than a piece of IKEA furniture.
Do you know, as luck would have it, I'm about to play one of the great synth groundbreaking records in a moment, Donna Summer's I Feel Love with Giorgio Moroder producing, and finding all those incredible things that you could do with synths that people didn't even know about 5 minutes beforehand. Yeah.
So there's a synthesizer called the Mini Nova, but there's a Giorgio Moroder version of it with all his sounds on it called the Moroder Nova.
Wonderful. That's the word of the day, isn't it? That, my goodness.
Moroder Nova. Yeah. Okay, so last one is interesting. Again, it's musical and it's audio samples. So these are recordings of sounds that you can use. So we all have tablets and smartphones. We have things like GarageBand or other similar software free on our devices that can handle samples, and they come with some built-in samples. But there's this company called Spitfire Audio, and they're British, you might guess it from the name, Spitfire Audio. Mm. They do these sample packs that go anything from like £30 up to a few £100. I noticed that there is a version of their BBC Symphony Orchestra Discovery Pack, which is normally £49, which is currently available free. I think the idea is because of lockdown and so forth, if you've been at all affected by lockdown, you fill in this this short form, and 14 days later you get, so it won't arrive for Christmas, but 14 days later, because it's free and they're trying to encourage you to buy it for £49, but if you're willing to wait 14 days, you get free version of the BBC Symphony Orchestra, which has got, you know, the woodwind and the brass and the, you know, timpani and all of that stuff built into it, and it's a joy to use, and you don't have to be a musician that scores films for a living. This is, when you hear the quality of these recordings, it's quite breathtaking, and it inspires you, even if you're not musical, to make music of one sort or another. 4.5 stars again to Spitfire Audio.
So you get hold of that one, and you get hold of the one you talked about before, and then you can do beautiful music with both acoustic and synth sounds in it. That's what you need.
Yes.
You need the pair of them,
and
don't
it's a good mix. Yeah, and then you can run. You can use the Korg box as the reverb and stuff on the samples, and then you can make it sound like you're in. I know the
Abbey Road Studio One. Yes. Fabulous. I know. thank you so much for this year. We love having you on, and have a happy one, and we will talk on the other side of it, no doubt.
Thank you, and to you and yours too. Bye-bye now.
There he was. That was the Gadget Detective, otherwise known as Fevzi Turkalb.